I hope that everyone is doing Baruch Hashem okay. The Heilige Kedel Leduvit brings a pusik in Yeshaya. The Nuvi Yeshaya in Kapitel Mem Gimel, and it's kedai to learn this kapitel. It is talking about the unconditional ahava that the Eibishter has to Knesset Yisrael. And the Nuvi Zukt as follows, Koy Umar Hashem, Hanoisem Bayam Durech, Ivamayim Azim Nesivu. The one which we're referring to, the Eibishter, this is what the Nuvi Yeshaya says, that the Eibishter gave Klal Yisrael in the Yam a wide superhighway. Derech is not a path, because you had 600,000 Yidden going through in the Yam. Ibamayim Azim, that is talking about the Yarden, Nesiva, a little path, because the Yarden has what we would call rapids, whitewater rafting, a Kedoyma. There you can have a wide superhighway width going through. You have to have a little path in between the rapids. Bring the Fin Heiligen Riyakudish. The Ri HaKudosh says in his Siddur that this Pusik, Hanoisem Bayom Durech Evamayim Azem Nesiva, is referring to the Heilige Teik Chodesh Elul. So the Kedel Leduvit wants to analyze, how is this referring to Chodesh Elul? So he says as follows, that we know from the Chodesh Elul till Hashanah Rabbah, there are 51 days. And if you add in the Koilel, there's always a Koilel in a numerical Cheshbon, you have 52 days. That is Begematria Biyam. Hanoisim Biyam Derech. So he says in these Heilige Teik Vechoydish Elul, when Eid wants to do Tshiva to the, and wants to get close to the Eibishter, Elul Tishre, the Heilige Teik, the Eibishter makes it very easy for him. And he could go with the flow, he could go with the Tzibur, he could go with Klal Yisrael. You know, when we were Bukhrim, when we used to go to Canada for a Chasana, when friends got married, there were two ways that we went. There were times that one of my friends would rent a car and we would drive up to Canada. If we weren't so lucky, we took the Hyman's bus. What was the nafke minute? When you went by car, they stopped you by the border and they asked everyone questions and they opened the trunk and they, you know, after a while they let us through. When you went with the Hyman's bus, the border patrol guard would come up and say, everybody US citizens? And if everybody would say yes, he'd say, everybody have passport? And we'd say yes, and he'd let the bus go. For some unbeknown reason, whenever I went with the bus, he never checked the passengers, he never checked the passports, he never checked what we were carrying. But when we went as individuals, they would always pull us apart. That the Ri HaKodesh is referring to with this pusik. Chodesh Elul, the Eibishter says, Hanoisim b'yom durech, I'm going to give you a wide road, a major highway, a major thoroughfare, where hundreds of thousands of Yidden are going to pass by, kevakuras roya edroy, but all of Klal Yisrael passes by, and Mamayli, you're going to get lost with the shuffle, besoich ami anoichi yeshevas, and when the Eibishter winst you for Klal Yisrael agid gebenst yur, you are going to be part of Klal Yisrael, and when you daven with a tzibbe, and when you connect with a tzibbe, you're part of a tzibbe, and they don't analyze, and mizn shtazoy medagdik on your masim. A ganz yur, when a yid wants to get close to the Eibishter and do tshiva, then it is like if a mayim azim nesiva, having to cross a river that has rapids and white water rushing through it, it's a very dangerous zach. You're on your own. And you need a lot of siyata deshmaya to make it through. So hanoisem bayom, these 52 days, bayom is 52, ayid avisen durech, the Eibishter gives us in these 52 days a breite weg. But gedenk, if you miss this opportunity, then you're on your own a whole year, evamayim azim nesiva. We're going to start saying, tomorrow, Rosh Chodesh, Leduvit Hashem Oyri V'Yishi. We are going to say it by Shachris and by Mincha. And I would like to give you a mashi of an insight what our tefillah fin Leduvit Hashem Oyri V'Yishi is. We know that a Yid, his mind is metushtash. We are overwhelmed. We can't focus. There's so much going on in our lives. Kinderlich, Parnusa, Koilel, parents, in-laws, the wife, Pampers, babies, Yidin daf achasana machen kinder, medaf shadichim. Everyone has a plate that's over full and more than they can handle. Meshtelt sich davenen, we can't even focus, we don't even know what to daven for. David HaMelech starts off, Leduvid Hashem oiri v'yishi. The beginning of the Heilige Tei Chodesh Elul, when we start davening and saying this kapitel, David is telling us the first thing that I have to daven to the Eibishter, Bashefe, Leduvid, Hashem, Oiri v'yishi, Bashefe, give for David HaMelech, Oiri, clarity, Lechtekait, the right intuition, v'yishi, that my yeshia should come, that I should have the ability to format my tefillahs and understand vus ich beitfar. Afterwards, I could start asking Hashem mois chayai, the Eibishte gives me panusim and miefchot, the chonashmoyre fin gurnish, anything that will be thrown my way, I know habach the Eibishte. But the hachuna to my tefillah is we have to daven that the Eibishte should instill in us and enlighten us with a shefer koidish, and we should see the true light, the light of clarity, vusensdaf mebeten, the light of clarity, what is most important in our lives, vusmezalbeten and the heilige take. I will end off with a story. The good will be Yisroel, Rab Leib Chasman, the gewoint net Yisroel, be'erich ahindet yutzrik. He had a family, he had kinderlich, he had einiklich, and in those days, the movie film industry took off, and people started buying these reel-to-reel machines, and they would put in a film strip, and they would watch it. There was no sound, and you had to shut all the lights in the room, cover the windows with sheets or with shades, put up a sheet on the wall because you needed a white background, and you would see a picture. These pictures work that they would have individual pictures, but when they moved very quick, it looked like a movie, a fast-moving movie. So Rab Leib Chasman's kinderlich nujerim zayde, come, we want you to see. It's unbelievable. Dotten titzach. I imagine it was cowboys and Indians, whatever those first movies were, the Wild West. And they nujer this gudel b'Yisrael every day. Zayde, you have to see this. It's unbelievable. So he always said, yo, yo, ain't talk, ain't talk. Kids, so one day, kinderlich, what grandchildren can do to a Zayde, nobody could do. He walks into his house in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and his einiklich had all the windows covered with shmatis. They had a white sheet hanging, and they said, Zayde, setz dich weg, me geit der Vasen. No, a Zayde loves his einiklich. He sits down, and they shut the light. The light had a bendele, was one of these bulbs in the middle of the room, and it starts on the wall. He starts seeing the picture, the guy on the cowboy on the horse riding, and he's chasing the Indian, and the Indian is shooting the bows, and he's shooting his gun. How long do you think this Gudel was able to sit there? After 2-3 minutes, he gets up, and he pulls the light, turns on the light, and he says, Genik, and the kinderlich says, Zayde, Zayde, shut the light, leshos the lechter. So he says, why? He says, because when the light is on, we can't see the scenes. So he said, ay, ay, kinderlich, when you turn on Lechtigkeit, you see that it's an Alma de Shikr. You see that all of this is false. If you're sitting b'choyshech, b'geit salmuves, then you think this is true. This is what David HaMelech is telling us. L'duvid Hashem oiri v'yishi. Bashefa, I need you to enlighten that my machshuvas should be machshuvas finan elech yid. Kirvas elekim li toiv. Ich will lernen abissel abesse. Ich will davenen abissel erleche. And then we could start asking Hashem Mois Chayai Bashefa, you are the salvation, you are my rock of Chayai, of Panusa, Mamaila, of life, of sustenance, Mami Efchod. The Eibush is a health and that life to a Beruli Elakim. We're going into these Heilige Teig, these 52 days. The Eibush gave us this tkifa of the year, that we should be able to get close to him. It says, Doidi Besuda, the Eibishter is here with us, and the Eibishter is listening to our tefillahs. They are called Yingalat Yemei Rachman Verutzen. That's what these days are called. Well, the Eibishter, the mid of the Eibishter's Lahaitiv Libri Yosef. We should be Zoiche. Tzaksiva Vachsima Toiva, Agid Geben Shtiur, Agit Nechoidish, and Agit Shabbos, and Zetfilas on the Skabavan, the Rachman Melarutzen.